Double the Lore.
Yeah! What's up, everybody?
And we are back with episode 107 of the Buko Boys.
That's what we do. Bring episodes to you.
That's what we're doing again. What's up, y'all? I'm Dale.
And I'm DVO.
And we are back with, like I said, episode 107.
Just keep on rolling. And we got some fun stuff here. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see it. We got some pints of ice cream. Are these mega pints?
They look like mega pints, right? We each got it. Yeah, we got 6 mega pints here.
So we're gonna do we have a couple stories we want to talk about, and then we're going to dive into this, because these 3 companies that we're going to talk about are all Utah-based ice cream companies. And we're going to try them out. We're going to tell you guys who's the best. So yeah, we're going to find out.
We're doing our research, doing what we do, you know.
So you don't have to.
Doing we'll all do the legwork.
Yeah. But let's dive into it so these don't start melting. Brother, what's the first story you've got that's interesting?
The first one I got that was pretty hilarious. This one was coming out of old Thule Town.
Yeah.
Tooele. And this has to do with those billboards. If you're familiar with driving to Wendover, you know the Southern Exposure billboards.
Girls, girls, girls.
So a bunch of Karens out in Tooele got upset over this.
But how long have they been there?
Decades.
Yeah, they've been there a long time.
Forever. As long as Southern Exposure's been around in Wendover, those billboards have been there. But I guess they just made a new highway in Tooele, in Tooele County.
Yes, they did.
For Grantsville residents.
Right.
And now these residents have to stay on I-80 for a few extra miles.
Okay.
And those few extra miles, they have to see these absurd signs.
And they just say girls, 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 right? Are there even any girls on the billboards?
There used to be a long time ago, but I don't think there are anymore.
I think it just has the Southern Exposure logo, and then it just says girls, girls, girls.
Yeah, and I think it was because people complain about girls on the signs.
Then they should probably try to outbid the advertisement company.
Yeah.
Regan, probably it's always Regan, right? Doesn't Regan own like all the
billboards? This one's Compass.
Oh, okay.
But the mayor and all these Karens are all trying to get them to take the signs down or move them.
Interesting.
And then the funny thing that they even try to say is, they go, this is what one of the ladies said. Oh, here's what all 3 different billboards says. One just says show club.
Okay.
And then one says, girls, girls, girls.
All right.
And then the other says, your best bet.
Okay.
That's it. They're words.
Yeah, just...
That's it.
Okay.
And one of the ladies goes, I mean, this is a rural little suburb, family values. So it's not really our community standard.
Okay.
Who's the community standard? Who set the community standard?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who set the community standard?
Are they mad that their husbands went there?
If they wanted to drive to anywhere west and take that, are they going to complain to everybody just because they had to take that highway? I mean, these are littered across the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that would suck for them to have to leave their little community.
Hey, this company, Southern Exposure, they pay for it.
Yeah,
so
they've paid.
If you don't want it there, you have to pay more than they do to get rid of it.
And then even the mayor's, like, you know, trying to be on their side and everything. And he goes, freedom of speech is important to all of us, but the law does recognize the right to regulate time, place, and manner in speech. And this is not the right place for that billboard advertising girls.
I don't see why not.
First off, wait a minute. If we have the right of free speech, why are they regulating our manner?
Free speech?
Yeah, how the hell is that? Where did they come up with this?
Yeah.
I'm hating this mayor in town more and more.
Yeah,
I'm glad I don't live there.
Yeah, they got to get out of their little box and understand the world. And there's other things. I understand you might not like it. I get it. You know, there's probably advertisements that people don't like for church or
he's even going to try to take legal action against the billboard company, trying to make the billboard company move the signs. I mean,
good luck.
Southern Exposure paid for it, you know,
right?
So they're in contract with them.
And Compass paid for that real estate.
Exactly. And so they're telling Compass they have to move their own signs.
I don't think it works that way.
It doesn't work that way, bud. That holds. Yeah. And guess whose taxpayer money is going to get wasted in this whole lawsuit that they're going to try to put against you guys?
Yeah, I
don't know. Tooele County, you guys. Big
is
dummies.
It, is it the, so is the mayor of Tooele County?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I was wondering if it was like the mayor of Grantsville or...
Yeah, his name's Nelson. Let's see.
Nelson, stick up the butt. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry.
The state rep, Merrill Nelson. So he's a state rep.
Okay.
For Tooele County.
Oh. It doesn't work that way. You don't have much power.
Yeah.
You're just a rep. You're
and see, here's the sign right there. It's just, it's just words. It's just words.
It says show club.
That's it.
Which it is. They have a DJ. they have pool tables, billiard tables. It's true. It's a show club.
They want less graphic or offensive messages and or more family-friendly messages.
How are you going to pay for that?
How are you going to have a family-friendly message for a show club for naked chicks?
You have to pay for
it. What are you talking about, you big, dumb bitches? This is... It's just words and it's... And just colorful words. What do you want? Less colorful words? You want black and white and gray, you big dummies?
As you can see, you've made Dale very upset. You Karens. Stop it.
I'm going to Karen out on about Karens.
What are you Karen on about?
Oh, man. It's just too funny. It's funny that that's even being brought up.
Yeah. It's not going to fly.
Utah Sorry. News is the best. I get a kick out of it.
As a former patron of Southern Exposure, you can't get rid of that. Sorry.
Former, you say.
I don't drive that far away just to go Southern Exposure.
Well, I don't even go to Wendover anymore. It's just,
oh, I haven't been.
I haven't been in years. It's just, I don't care to gamble.
When was the last time I went? It was the last time that me and you went, and we went to Southern Exposure, and I took a chick back with me from there.
You never think that that happens. It does. This guy watched it. I watched it happen.
Remember our pitch was you were my promoter and I was a professional boxer?
Was it? Oh my God, yeah. You remember that? Yeah. I was wingman.
She didn't buy it because she saw one of my business cards, but I was like, all right.
I forgot. Oh.
Good times.
That was an eventful night.
It was. Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, speaking of jugs, yes. There's another story. You tell me about this one.
So there's a shortage for baby formula.
Well, yeah,
and that's not cool. You know, it sucks.
Also, you can't abort kids anymore. So
yeah. So this lady, she's got milk jugs of her milk that she produces, and she can't get rid of it fast enough because it's filling up. She's got three fridges at home filled. And so she was trying to donate some of it, but also because of the shortage, she's like, I might start selling some of this.
She's just constantly just pouring it out, huh?
$1 an ounce is what she's going to start selling it for.
But I mean, she's just pouring it out of herself,
I guess,
right?
So, yeah. But I was reading the story, and I'm not exact, you know, don't shoot me over it. But I guess her baby was a little colicky and maybe not always taking all the milk. So, So she's got some that she's going to start selling. So if you need some...
I know a lot of people used to do this.
If you need some leche. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. People, you know.
Guess where this is?
Where?
Tooele.
Ah.
Everything's coming out of Tooele.
Interesting.
A whole lot of boobs. A whole lot of boob talk.
Yeah. A lot of... That's interesting. Well, I don't hate the hustle. You know, you see a problem where there's a shortage of formula and you have a solution for it and you can sell your own natural breast milk. And she's keeping it in freezers. Good for her.
What do you think about having your baby drinking someone else's milk?
Now, my wife did not produce much. So we had to quickly go to formula. And if there was a shortage of formula, we would be in some trouble. And, you know, if it meant my baby was going to have something, then I would buy someone else's.
I heard people are, like, going through a whole tank of gas just driving around from store to store looking for formula.
No, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And there's places. I mean, this lady's also has been donating to a place. There's some donation. It's like, you know, you drop off clothing or used items, home items. You know, you drop it off at certain locations. There's a place that you can drop off and donate milk. And they do, like, tests. Like, they do, like, blood tests on the people. So that's kind of cool to make sure, like, you know, obviously it's coming out of the woman's body. So it's whatever this woman is ingesting is obviously going to affect her.
So milk. They're making sure there's no meth.
Yeah, yeah. So they do blood tests. So I don't remember the name of this place, that's but really good. That's kind of cool. But the problem is there is a shortage also of donations of breast milk. And a lot of the process is a long process because they do the blood work and things like that. So, and they do like interviews. So it is like a long process to get a person approved.
Now, why is there a shortage of formula right now?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, I know there's just shortages of things. I don't know if it's not many workers at the plant producing or the drivers or not as many drivers. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, milk. Speaking of milk jugs, again, we got some ice cream.
Hell yeah, we do.
So we picked three different companies that we found were all based here out of Utah. And when we were at the new Daybreak in Harmon's, we were kind of like, hey, don't they have like a lot of Utah-based items here? And we said, yes, they do. And we found these three companies. All right?
We asked our question and we answered our question.
We answered our own question. Now, we're going to start with this one. This is a one that maybe you've heard of or seen. The company's called Bon Bon. They make gelato. They're based out in Sandy, Utah. You might see them because, you know, obviously we bought a pint at the store. But you've seen them at Vivint Arena, Southtown Expo, Megaplex Theaters. This is the one where, you know, they scoop it for you. So this is the same. This is that same company.
So this is the brand that is in the theater. Yes. Okay, gotcha. So
it's Bon Bon.
Oh, so I have had this one before.
Yes. The other one is Rebel. So Rebel is based out of Midway, Utah. They're more of a keto base with full fat, no sugar added type of ice cream. They also make milk, so you can buy bottles of milk to drink. They make ice cream sandwiches, which I'm guessing are keto friendly as well, and sorbets. So Rebel. And then the next one is Normal. That's the brand. The brand is called Normal. Their motto is, I'm not normal, you're normal.
Yeah.
They're based out of Salt Lake City, and their kind of thing is they're unconventional. Like they try to come up with different type of flavors, fun flavors. You'll kind of see the flavors we've got. So what we decided, let's get one flavor that they all share the same of, which is cookies and cream. We've all had it. We all love it.
Yep.
And so we said, let's get cookies and cream. Let's try all three of them and see how they compare. We're doing this for you guys.
Legwork, that's what we do.
And then we got a different flavor from each brand to just try one of their different flavors. So let's start with Bon Bon. You open that up. Let me start working the other ones. So this is Bon Bon. Again, this is a gelato.
So soft because we've left it out for a minute.
Let's try it. Very good. Definitely a gelato.
Man, that is smooth.
It's very smooth.
I'm taking another bite.
Now we're going to try the Rebel. Again, this is the keto one.
Let me clear my spoon off. Oh, damn, that's a big... Oh, I'll do it anyways.
That's good. So because it's keto, they have a different type of cookie. Their cookie is different. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a keto cookie. Because you think of like an Oreo, right?
Yeah, I think of Oreo.
There's some type of keto type of cookie piece. Like a cookie piece.
This still has like the chocolate. But it doesn't... The cookie's not that great.
Yeah.
It starts off tasting like it could be Oreo.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of falls apart into some weirdness.
So now we're going to do Normal.
And this one's, it's cookies and cream, but they call it cookies and milk.
They call it cookies and milk. And it's almost like a chocolate chip. They said it's almost like a chocolate chip type of cookie.
What kind of cookie is that? Is that cookie butter? Is that a Biscoff cookie?
No, it's sweet ice cream with chocolate cookie crumbs. And a chocolate chip cookie dough. Oh, and cookie butter. You're right.
Aha! My good taste, brother. Buds do not fail, ever.
Yeah, we went Normal last because that was the most expensive. The other two were like $5 or $6 a pint. This was $9 a pint. And it's because they're trying to mix different flavors together. I might have to give it to Normal.
Hell yes, Normal won that one.
That was pretty good.
The Bon Bon, the gelato, I like that one. I would like that one a lot. I wasn't too fond of the Rebel. But damn, that Normal. Oh, shit. With all the different cookie flavors, that was good.
Again, I'll read what it was. It was sweet cream ice cream, chocolate cookie crumbs, chocolate chip cookie dough, and cookie butter. Cookies and milk.
That one is awesome.
All right, so now let's try the different flavors that each one makes. So Bon Bon, what flavor do we get of Bon
Bon? This one's a pistachio.
Pistachio gelato. Ho, 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 ho. This looks very creamy.
Man, that just floats in your mouth.
Yeah, that just, it's smooth.
That is smooth. That is good.
Not a strong flavor, but again, it's pistachio.
Yeah, but I like that subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want it to just pound my tongue. I liked it.
Now I can taste a little bit more. I had a second, but yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Then we got Rebel here again, the keto one. This is coconut almond swirl.
Coconut almond swirl. Can't really screw this up.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a chocolate swirl. So it's like coconut ice cream with a chocolate swirl and some almonds.
Lots of almonds. That's good.
That one's better than the cookies and cream.
Definitely better than cookies and cream, for sure.
Now we got the normal. Okay, now obviously this is not going to be normal.
Not a normal flavor, and I bet you anything is going to be good. So this is called Off the Cob.
So, wow.
Off the Cob. I don't
think we read this whole thing.
Please tell me.
So it's sweet corn ice cream, which we kind of figured.
Yep.
Plus passion fruit caramel.
Ooh, boy.
Now, again, this is $3 more per pint. This is a mega pint. It is heavier, too. It is heavier.
It's full fat. What do you think? It's wow. Let me see.
Need another bite.
It's not a strong flavor.
No, it's very subtle. Kind of like pistachio. It's a little subtle.
But it does feel... It's weird because it feels like it is fatty as hell. It feels like I'm... So it feels like it almost like coated my mouth like I'm eating butter.
Yeah. Yes. And that's not the full fat. That's just the normal ice cream.
Really?
Yeah. The Rebel is the full fat one. So out of these three...
Oh, it's caramel. There's caramel in here. That's what it is.
Passion fruit caramel.
Yes.
But I don't get any passion fruit.
I don't taste much passion fruit.
Yeah.
But I do get the caramel at the end, and that's probably why I'm thinking the buttery.
So out of these three, which ones did you like?
The
Bon Bon.
Bon Bon again.
And I like the Rebel coconut almond swirl. But when it comes to cookies and cream, we like the normal.
Yeah.
All three are winners.
Yeah. Way to go, everybody. You guys did a good job.
You did it.
You all won a prize. I'm going to eat you all now.
But however, they were all good. Yeah, just the Rebel cookie pieces on the cookies and cream, just not the best type of cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, all of them are great.
Yeah, I think all of these were really damn good.
We better finish these up and throw them in the freezer where we can't finish then. Before right? They start melting.
All right. Well, let's just call that an episode. It's a short one, but we got a lot of stuff to do. So
and there's a lot of activities coming up. So we're trying to post them all on our social media. So we're trying to put them all there, as many as we can, as many of the interesting ones that we can find. So please follow us at Buco Boys on Instagram and Facebook. We're putting them all there. We're trying to find all the best stuff for you guys. Upcoming this week, real quick, is Zane Lamprey. He's doing a stand-up show at Squatter's Pub. You got to be 21 and over.
So Zane Lamprey, took me a minute to remember because I remembered the name. I'm like, where is he from? But you reminded me, Three Sheets.
Three Sheets. That was a great show.
He would go around bar hopping.
Yeah.
He would go to a new city in a new country and just bar hop the whole time. And
get Three Sheets to the Wind.
Three Sheets to the Wind. And then like play drinking games with locals. It was the best.
It was a great show. And... he'll be at Squatters, middle of the week. And then at the end of the week, this Saturday, Utah Dough Show. Follow Utah Dough Show and follow Donut Critic because they're kind of teaming up to do the Sugar Hike coming up later this year. But Donut Critic might have some extra ticket giveaways later this week. So if you haven't got your tickets because it is sold out, follow them. You might be able to get yourself a ticket.
We got our tickets.
We got ours. VIP.
Always.
All right. Thanks for watching and listening, guys.
All right. Peace out, y'all.